From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
What is strong, sweet, and leaves you with a lasting glow? No, not me. Stick around for a quick report about port and how its birth was a result of an effort to prevent its death.
There's a lot more to the enjoyment of wine than just the wine. See the delights at epicstyle.com, like buffet plates that securely hold hors d'oeuvres and your wine glass using just one hand. See Epic Style's delightfully decorated champagne flutes, and of course, the wildly popular cork cages. Epicstyle.com is where you'll find creative and useful wine accessories and all you'll need for entertaining, even a huge assortment for under $25. EpicStyle.com. Once you visit, you'll never entertain without it.
Ever wonder about the origin of port, that wonderful fortified wine particularly beloved by the upper class? Well, port's origin dates back to the 17th century during the trade wars between England and France. The Brits may not have been fond of the French, but they really enjoyed the red wines of Bordeaux. However, import bans and high taxes forced the English merchants to look elsewhere for wine, which took them to a region in Portugal along the Douro River. To make sure the wines did not die in transit back to England, the merchants added brandy to stabilize the wine before shipping. They learned this nifty little trick from a monastery in the mountains above the Douro, where the abbot added brandy to the tank before the natural end of fermentation. The alcohol stopped the fermentation process, leaving a sweet, high-alcohol wine. The wine got its name from the city of Oporto, at the mouth of the Douro Valley. If you haven't tried port, give it a shot. You won't be disappointed. Like the sailor who gave all of his girlfriends a bottle of the same wine and professed, "I like to have a little port in every sweetheart." This is David Wilson, Uncorked.